Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Double tight end. Hurts in the gun. Hurts. This time, fakes. He's back. He's looking deep. He wants A.J. Brown. And it's caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown!
It's double coverage. It doesn't matter. He throws the ball into an area where A.J. Brown can make the adjustment, and he's jockeying around, and he makes that proper adjustment to the football for a touchdown. He runs through contact so well.
45 yards, Mike Quick.
Yes, that was, well, there were quite a few good plays for the Eagles in that Super Bowl. That Super Bowl won't leave people for a while, and I know, even, well, either way, you know, it's almost worse. It almost stays with you longer when it's a loss. Well, it is worse because it's a loss, but it almost stays with you longer than a win. Although the win, there would have been the parade on Thursday. There would have been so many good things. People would have been talking about it. But the loss, it's the first loss in a Super Bowl since 2004. It just hangs with you. But there was a lot of good plays, and there were some plays that weren't so good and that were bad. And that's one of the reasons that the Eagles lost. You can't make mistakes in those games. You can blame a lot of other things. You know, this nonsense. The grass, okay. The grass was the grass. You know, there was a question to Nick Sirianni the other day, and I guess to Howie Roseman. Are you going to get in touch with the league about the grass? What's the league going to do? What a stupid, 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 stupid question. What's the league going to do? Everybody could see it, and it wasn't. You know, the problem with the grass was not the same problem as they had earlier in the year at that stadium. Because the grass and the ground was soft, the base, it was a sand base, and it was soft. And players were, the traction wasn't good because the turf was coming up. That wasn't the case this time. Why it got slippery, I have no idea. My own little theory, it got cool. It got a lot cooler in the second half. And when it got cooler, I think there was some dew on the ground. I know it's the desert because it dropped like 15 to 20 degrees rapidly. When the sun goes down, the temperature out there drops. But I don't know what it was. But were you going to call the league? You know, call the league about what? What the hell are you going to call the league about? So that's not the reason they lost. Okay, that is not the reason that the Eagles lost the game. And we're gonna go over it today because it's still people are trying to. They're trying to suck this up, and it's really hard for a lot of people. And I understand why it's hard for a lot of people. I mean, I understand it's a loss in the Super Bowl. You don't get that many opportunities. There's certainly no guarantees you go back, and it's difficult for a team that loses in the Super Bowl to go back the next year. Not impossible. Nothing's impossible. The Eagles could be as good, if not better, a team, even though they're going to lose quite a few players, which every team does. But free agency, there's some good players that you want to try to keep. But I don't know if they have enough money to do it. They'll structure Jalen Hurts' contract to kind of leave him a little bit of room. But it's going to be tough. But it's you that are going to vent. You've been venting all week, and it's you that's going to vent. The good, the bad, the takeaways from this season. And I don't know that anybody really cares about anything right now in Philadelphia sports other than the Eagles. That's normally the way it is in this area because it really is all about the Eagles. I know the Phillies pitchers and catchers, spring training, and the other players are going to report. Most of them are there, and some of them are going to leave because of that ridiculous World Baseball Classic. What a waste of time. What a waste. Pitchers don't want to go, but the everyday players will go. It's just something different. And baseball's trying to create Olympics when there are no Olympics for baseball. It's just, they play at the wrong time of the year, an Olympic-type situation, the World Baseball Classic. Like, do you get excited if the United States would win? No. Like, who cares? But whatever, baseball. But I don't know that people care about the baseball yet. I'm heading down this week for spring training. And the games, believe it or not, the preseason games, which is a joke that they start this early, start next Saturday. And I'll be on the air from Clearwater next Saturday. But it is crazy when you think about it. The season starts the end of March, starts on the road. But right now, it is all about the Eagles. So it's for you. It's for you to continue to vent. And I know my opinions may be a little bit different than others. And people are going to, you know, sit there or sit somewhere else. And you listen to all the criticism of Jonathan Gannon. Players have to make plays. Players have to make plays. And I love people that are better coaches than the coaches. Well, they didn't make any adjustments. You see those tablets, those blue things that players hold in their hands, that the coaches hold? They're making adjustments constantly, looking at those. And there's still pictures. It's not rolling video. You're not allowed to use rolling video on the sidelines. They're making adjustments all the time. But players have to make plays. And did people forget that the other quarterback was a player by the name of Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in football right now? Could trend to the best quarterback ever over Joe Montana. No, it's not Tom Brady. But I'm still standing on that. I'm still standing on that mountain. It's not Tom Brady. But whatever the case may be, Patrick Mahomes was the other quarterback. And when people said, well, they didn't get any sacks, one of the reasons, and I believe this, one of the reasons that the Eagles didn't get any sacks is because Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, if you look at things during the season, number one, he's only been sacked 26 times. 26 times, that's not a lot. He's only been sacked 26 times. That's number one. Number two, he normally doesn't run. I think he averages like three or three and a half a game. He ran six times. Now, they weren't designed plays, obviously, because of his ankle. So those six times were pressures, but the Eagles didn't get him. So they were pressures, but when he ran six times, that means he ran past the line of scrimmage, because otherwise it would have been a sack. But and that long one was a killer too. So they did get pressure. They just didn't get to him because he just gets rid of the ball or he gets out of trouble. He just does so many things well. And you can't forget about that. All right, a couple other things we'll touch on today. I don't know that anybody's upset that, and this is just an aside. I don't know if anybody cares about it. Scott Rolen's going to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a St. Louis Cardinal. And there was no question in my mind he was going to do that. The Cardinals put up statues of players that make the Hall of Fame. So how could he go in as a Philly and there'd be a statue in St. Louis of Scott Rolen, who's a St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer? And he won a World Series with the Cardinals. Played more games with the Phillies. He left here on a sour note, but he won a World Series with the Cardinals, and they're going to erect a statue. I don't think anybody's erecting a statue of Scott Rolen here, and he's not a Hall of Famer. He's a really good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. The Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, has kind of weakened their standards. Why don't you just let anybody in? Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer. Larry Bowa is a Hall of Famer. And there's so many other players that are Hall of Famers. He's not a Hall of Famer. But if he goes into the Cardinal, like, who cares? Who cares? Let me give you the question. The question today, and I'm playing into your whining and complaining about the officials. I will say this. The officials this year in the NFL did not have a good year. Average at best. They did not have a good year. And part of the problem with officiating is inconsistency. So if you don't make a call, and in this case, everybody looks at the holding. If you don't make the call, and then you do make this in the same kind of situation, make the call later, people are going to complain, and they should complain. Was it a hold? By the letter of the law, it was a hold. The question is, do you make that call at that point? And a lot of people will say no. And Ray Lewis and Michael Irvin had a debate about it. I'm going to play that for you. Had a debate about whether that call should have been made at that time. It's hard to say, but you got to be consistent. It's like an umpire who's constantly calling a strike, and it's not a strike on the outside of the plate. If you know that, you adjust to that. So, but they made too many other mistakes, and they didn't make a lot. But you got to be mistake free in a game like that. The fumble, the penalty before the fumble. You know, it's just. There's so many things, the punt, the return, the blown coverage. You know, you got to look at a lot of things. The Eagles, I still think the Eagles were a better team, but they weren't the better team on Sunday because they made more mistakes than Kansas City. And the other team had Patrick Mahomes. And the other team had Andy Reid, who is, people can complain about him all you want. He's the best coach in the NFL right now. Jason Kelce told me he might be the best coach ever when it's all said and done, ever in the NFL. So those are two things that you had to overcome as well. All right, the question today for that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed a lot of good food for the game on Sunday and throughout the playoffs. And that's what the Bruno Brothers has. And besides the catering, and there's probably some parties that got catered, whatever the case. Here's the question. A play in a game that impacted the game, a play call, not a play, a play call in a game that impacted the game. So, and there's many of them that impacted a game. So a play in a game that impacted the game. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Michael Irvin debating that call. And it's obvious that one's a defensive guy with this debate or this argument. It's obvious, and it was on Inside the NFL. It's obvious that this debate is clearly with a defensive player and an offensive player taking the positions that they took. All right, let's hear this, guys.
A game of that magnitude, you can call holding every freaking play. if you wanted to. In that situation, third down and eight, you never call that call in the championship game.
Unless it's egregious.
Listen, unless it's egregious, unless he just reached out and just dived and tackled this guy. Man, you let football, you let championships be won by players.
Holding is holding. Holding is holding. You got to stop all this. You can't call that in that spot. You can call that in that spot. If a dude is holding, holding, he grabs some jersey, guys. That's holding. Let's stop talking about
it.
You don't change how you're calling games. Wait, what you're saying is you can't make that call in that spot. So you're saying, oh, it may be a holding, but you can't make that call in that spot. And I'm saying if it's holding, you call it in
that
spot.
You can call holding every play in the National Football League, Michael.
They didn't call that holding on a third down in the first half.
You can call holding every play. That doesn't affect the play. That directly affected the play. He went to that guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
I'm going to sit out. I'm going to sit out. But that affected the play. Holding on the backside doesn't matter. Holding on that front side matters.
Well, it's an interesting debate. But in the end, and the debate is legitimate. If you're going to call it, you got to call it all the time. If you're not going to call it, then don't call it any of the time. And it is a legitimate debate. But is that the reason that the Eagles lost the game? They used a timeout late in the third quarter. It was just about 2.5 minutes left. Because if I remember correctly, the Eagles, the play clock was running down. And they didn't want to have a penalty. And it was after second down going into third down. And you didn't want to have a penalty. You don't want to have a penalty any time for delay of game. But the play clock was running down. And it's one of the questions, if I'd have thought about it the other day, well, everybody wanted to jump in and just be the hero when they asked questions at the news conference. Well, the tough questions about the grass. What a waste of time asking about the grass. You know, asking about, well, not asking about the grass, but asking if you're going to get in touch with the league about the grass. That was stupid. I'm trying to think what happened there. But the play clock was running down, so they had to call a timeout. If the Eagles, and I think Nick Sirianni has done a really, really, really good job this year in coach of the Eagles. And it's no sin, and it's not a shame to say, well, Andy Reid outcoached Nick Sirianni. Well, Andy Reid is one of the best coaches all time in the NFL. Did he outcoach Nick Sirianni? Yeah, well, his team didn't make any mistakes either. But if you had that timeout at the end of the game, and that's why you try to save your timeouts, if you had that timeout, Kansas City wouldn't be able to run the clock down with almost no time left. So the Eagles would have probably gotten it back with maybe 50 seconds left, somewhere between 50 seconds and a minute. And there's no, even with no timeouts, there's still a chance that at worst they could have kicked the field goal. Then the other thing is, if they had all their timeouts, would Kansas City not have tried to score? That's the other thing that you've got to think about. The Eagles wanted to let Kansas City score so they could get the ball back. But Kansas City's smart enough to understand that. And that's why the running back went down on like the 1 or 2 yard line. And then they just started running the clock and they forced the Eagles to use the timeouts. So you can look at that too. Why did you have to call a timeout there? Why weren't you ready to run the play? And that, you can look at that. You can look at the false start before the fumble. If there wasn't a false start, the Eagles would have had first down on that play and that fumble would have never happened. The punt. And, you know, you can look at the decision change towards the end of the first half on the Devontae Smith catch or non-catch. It probably shouldn't have been turned over, reversed into an incompletion. I don't know what the officials saw, but, you know, it's not just the officials on the field there. They're talking to people in New York. So should that have been reversed? But then you go look, and the Eagles got a break. And I don't know if they got a break. Dallas Goedert made a great catch. But was it a catch Did he have complete possession when he had both feet in bounds? So there's so many things that you could look at. So many. But that's what you're going to do today. You're going to look at all those things, and we'll take a look at the game. Anything else that you would like to talk about on this fine Saturday morning? 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We will get to your phone calls immediately after we take care of a little business here. And we'll hear what you have to say. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:19, and it's morning time. You wake up. Most people are hungry when they wake up. And what better way to satisfy that and a better snack than Tasty Cake? Otherwise, as you know now, for the last couple of years, Tasty Cake wants to let you know that that's a miscake. You know, whether it's cake that's a couple of days old, whether it's the going away cake that Angelo got, that cake might still be sitting there. And they're probably, if it was still sitting there, people would be eating it. But whatever it is, old piece of cake, there's nothing better to snack on than to have, than nothing better than Tasty Cake. You should know that. If it's not a Tasty Cake, it's a miss cake, because nothing satisfies like butterscotch crimpets. Absolutely sensational. Peanut butter candy cakes. Absolutely sensational. And every other product they have. There's not one product that Tasty Cake has.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ball is at the Eagles 48. Hurts looks. He starts to run. He fumbles the football. And it is recovered by the Chiefs. And running all the way in for a touchdown, it is Nick Bolt.
Yep.
There's the biggest mistake of the game.
You cannot have turnovers in this type of game. He mishandles the football.
And that's how this game could change.
Yep, you can't always get what you want. You didn't want that. I said before the game that the Eagles will not lose the game if they don't turn the ball over. And they would not have lost the game if they didn't turn the ball over. They played well, and they scored 35 points. You know, Steve Spagnuolo, who is a good defensive coordinator, You think those people in Kansas City are whining about him? He gave up 35 points. The offense scored 35 points. The Eagles gave up 38 points with a fumble for a touchdown, a punt return that turned and that got down to the 4 or 5 yard line that turned into a touchdown. So that's 14 points. Yeah, it just, but people just don't know, whatever. It just, well, you can't always get what you want. All right, let's go to Matthew. Matthew, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, Howard?
You tell me.
Man, listen, it's Saturday. I'm still so depressed they were just lost, man. It's not even funny. I mean,
I understand.
And you know the worst part is the week before, man, you heard the 49ers come out and they was whining and complaining. You know, Debo and Ayuk talking about, oh, if their quarterback didn't get hurt, we'd expose some things on the Eagles defense. And when I was watching that Kansas City game, and I know it's Patrick Mahomes, I was thinking, you know what? They were probably right, man. Because, you know, every time we face, you talk about Jonathan Gannon, but every time we face a good quarterback, they just lit us up. I mean, look at Goff. He lit us up.
But Goff lit up a lot of people. That Detroit team's better than people.
Yeah, but Howard, you can't be let. Yeah, but I'm saying these three quarterbacks that I'm going to mention, Goff, Rodgers, and I know he got hurt. And then Prescott, he threw up 40 on us. Every time we play Prescott, he lights us up. Howard, and what do you think Mahomes is going to do?
Okay, let me just tell you something. I was on a national show with a guy from Kansas City. And he talked about the same thing. Well, the Eagles played a soft schedule, which they did. They didn't play a lot of people. And so then I said, well, that's great. Kansas City played Barrow and Cincinnati. They played Josh Allen and Buffalo. This is during the season. And they lost those games.
But
so
they were
if
tested
you play
at
a good team top. And lose, what good is it if you play those quarterbacks and lose?
But Howard, they were at least tested by the team.
Why? The schedule is the schedule. And
we can't get fooled by playing these chump teams and quarterbacks and saying, oh, we're the greatest team out there. We can't be fooled like that again next time, man. We just can't do it.
Well, yeah, but nobody said they're the greatest team out there. They said they were – the Eagles are a
Howard,
very good team. They're a very good
Howard,
team. Are they not a very good team?
You listened to the radio station all last week. Not only were people predicting the Eagles to win, a lot of people were predicting a blowout. I wasn't in that game.
But see, that's the people.
I wasn't in that game.
Well, I think that was – I was not on board with that because the people were so the fans and whatever were so confident. I thought it was going to be a close game, but I thought the Eagles would win if they didn't turn the ball over. Okay.
Yes.
But most people thought, oh, this is easy. It's just they were too confident. And I think that's part of the angst that people have this week because they were so confident. I don't want to hear they didn't play a good team. They still played teams. They still had to win games. They still had to win games.
But Howard, I just make it quick before I give you my sports point. Here's a real quick thing that hurts so much is because we had a QB on the record on a rookie pay, which is going to mean we're going to lose a lot. We had an easy schedule. We were healthy. We had 22 of the 22 starters. Yep. Then we get to the playoffs. We beat the Giants. Stink, let's face it. And then we beat a 49ers team who had a quarterback.
Loser Giant fans saying Daniel Jones was a good quarterback.
Yeah, but then we beat a quarterback in the 49ers who literally couldn't throw the ball. I mean, it was all laid out for us to win, and we just didn't do it. But, okay, listen, here's my, I guess, the rule that you want, the most controversial call.
Yeah.
It's got to be the tuck rule, man. Come on. That's a fumble every day of the week.
Yeah, that was Tampa Bay, right, in Oakland?
No, that was
New England. What am I saying, Tampa? I'm thinking Tom Brady. Okay. Yeah, New England and Oakland. Yeah.
Thanks, Howard, man.
Okay. All right, Matthew, thanks for the call. That's actually a good one. And they changed the rule after that. Stupid tuck rule. that really did impact the game. That completely impacted the game. That's actually a good one. All right, let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. How are things in Delaware, Rob?
Hey, not too bad, man. Nice, brisk winter day. Actually, feels like winter for once.
It is a winter day, and I'm going down to North Wildwood today. The Eagles have an event for the Eagles to raise money for the Eagles Autism Foundation, and I'm going to go down there. And it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be cold down there, but that's all right. We'll try
Bear plunge?
What's that?
Is it the polar bear plunge?
It's no. The polar bear plunge is usually, well, it is in February, actually. But no, it's the inlet in North Wildwood, and they're going to have an event there to just try to get people together and raise money for the Eagles Autism. So I told them I'd be happy to go down there, but that'll be
good for you.
Yeah, but it's going to be
God
cold.
Bless you for that.
Right, it's going to be cold.
That's all right. Hey, it's winter, right?
Yep.
Hey, exactly I just right. wanted to commend you for your takes on the game this past Sunday as being one of the most honest folks on this station I've ever heard about. You know, people always call in, you know, what if, right? Well, what if you take a left-hand turn instead of a right? You know, what could happen? You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, you got to play in a game like that almost mistake-free football, and the Eagles didn't do that. And they're a good team, and they still could have won the game, and I get it. But you can't put yourself in that situation where you're giving away points. They gave away 14 points. They gave away 14 points. Yep.
The two key words you just said, gave away. So real quick. I wanted to get your take on, I read an article this past week. I can't exactly cite the publisher of the article, but basically the gist of it was that the NFL wants to pursue the option of charging, basically make the Super Bowl a pay-per-view event increase
revenue.
They've
been talking about that for a couple of years. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Okay.
I don't think it'll ever happen because I think the government would step in. The government likes to step in on everything. Remember, their antitrust is a very, very sensitive issue to politicians because they get the antitrust exemption. I think that's a long way down the road. Hey, listen, the NFL makes so much money. How much do they need? How much more do they need to make?
Exactly.
You get more international money by having games overseas because you get international television. And they're going to the money they get from everything is mind-boggling. This game, the Super Bowl, is now turned into the NFL. You know, I say this, but understand the way I'm trying to say it. It's not even about the game anymore to the NFL. It's about all the sponsorships and all the money they make going into this game. Once they play the game, hey, if they have a great game, they love it because next year some 30-second spots were $7 million. Now, they can charge more money to the networks when the networks can make that kind of money on commercials. It's mind-boggling.
It's actually funny that you mentioned the $7 million 30-second commercial. There's been a lot of uproar to tie into your politics a little bit. There was that big uproar about that religious commercial that aired.
See, I didn't see the commercials because I'm there on the field. Yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, if you get some time, check that out. Yeah, there was a big uproar over that. So, but to kind of chime into what you said, it's always been about money. It always will be. And if you don't think it's not, then you're naive, right?
Yeah, right. I think it's going to be a long time coming before they can make it a pay-per-view event. I don't think that somebody wouldn't step in and just be outraged. What about the people that can't afford cable? Because that's very expensive. Can't afford things, and then you're going to charge them more for. I just don't know how you can do that. And I think that would be totally unfair.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Do you have something for the contest to win $100?
I do, but the gentleman that was calling before me took my thunder rule. With the tuck rule.
Well,
and me being a Raiders fan, I mean that still stings to this day, but it is what it is, right?
Yep. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call. All right, take care. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Here's something I thought the minute Kansas City they squib kicked at the, you know, with 10 seconds remaining or whatever.
Yeah, they did the right thing.
But guess what? I think we should have surprised them. I think it was Gainwell that got the ball. He should have tried running it in for a touchdown. It would have caught him off guard, I think.
No. That was a smart decision, because then that's your last play.
Yeah,
but the chances of you scoring, there's no way you can, you know, all the laterals, you can try all that other nonsense. There's no way he was going to run it in for a touchdown. That's why they squibbed Kip, because the coverage was right there.
By sliding down,
you stop the clock, and at least you give yourself something to try to do. Not that you're going to score on that play either. No, that wasn't.
Well, I just think they would have maybe caught him by off guard.
No.
You never know. Anyway.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, you know everything. All right.
Well, no, but it's just, there's no way.
Here's another thing I had. Another stupid thought you'll probably call me a nitwit for. This is really crazy. I think the Super Bowl should be the best 2 out of 3.
Can't do that.
Play one game at each team's home field, and if there's a third game, then you go to a neutral field.
Well, in theory, that sounds great. But physically, there's no way, after playing all those games during the season, there's no way you can do that. Sudden death, and that's one game is it. Sudden death is, I think, a great way to do it. It's the suddenness of the game, and you can't play three. Suppose somebody gets hurt, and then it's not the same team the next week, and then somebody gets hurt the next week, and it's not the same team. Physically, I don't know that the players could withstand three games after the season.
We generate a lot of money, that's for sure.
Well, I don't care about the money. I care about the way you – and there's no way the players wouldn't get hurt. There's just no way, especially at that point of the year.
Yeah, just a thought.
Okay.
Here's a call that cost the guy a perfect game when the guy was out at first base.
Yep.
And, Galarraga. When you lose a perfect game, that's a big deal.
Yep. Galarraga and Jim, that umpire is by the name of Jim Joyce. What a nice guy. And he admitted he made a mistake.
Yep.
And it would have been a perfect game. And he came to Philadelphia. He was one of the umpires here in Philadelphia the next day.
Wow.
And I talked to him for about 5 minutes. What a nice guy. And he was so upset with himself. And there was no replay at that time.
Yeah.
And that was a blown play. But Jim Joyce admitted it. And then I talked to him about it. And he was very honest. He made a mistake and he screwed it up.
Yeah.
And he really feels bad for the guy. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sam. All right. Have a great day. 215-592-9494. Fourth and 3 from the 32 in the fourth quarter. That's another thing people are whining about. We'll talk about that when we come back. And Nick Sirianni's comment this week concerning that play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, Bird Gang? Jonathan Gannon, your new head coach, Arizona Cardinals. Ready to get to work. Buckle up. We're going to have some fun.
Jonathan. They're not, you know, I like him as a coach. I like him as a person. But that's just not right. That's copyright infringement.
What's up, Bird Gang?
What's up, Bird Gang? They are a bird. But they're a losing team. He's going to have to be a miracle worker there. He said the quarterback was elite. You know, he's got to pump him up. The quarterback is not elite. The quarterback's a bad guy and not a good quarterback. He's got skills, but he's not a good quarterback. So will they be better than last year? Well, you have to win more than one home game. They have to win more than one home game. That was the disgrace. So from that standpoint, they will be better. All right, I'm going to get to Nick Sirianni and his decision on 4th and 3. But first, let's go to a loser, and that would be Lamont. Lamont, what's up, dope?
Hello?
Lamont.
Yes, good morning.
Well, yeah, I call for you, just...
Hey, let me tell you something, Howard. That was a hell of a game, Howard. It was a good game. And Andy Reid just outcoached him, man.
Well, Andy Reid's the best coach in football.
Yeah, Andy Reid is a good guy, man. I tell you, I'm so happy as a Cowboy fan. I'm telling you.
What do you mean you're happy as a Cowboy fan? You're happy because the Eagles lost.
Yeah, exactly. And, Howard, let me tell you something, Howard. Where was the defensive players at, Howard? The front line, the front four, the linebackers, where were these guys at?
Can I let me ask you a question now. All right, where were the Cowboys at? Oh,
Dak
I'm sorry.
Dak Prescott was there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he's there in the only capacity he will ever be there spectator.
Dak was there taking the booze and everything.
Dak Prescott will never, ever, 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 ever win a Super Bowl.
Listen,
Jerry Jones will never, ever, ever again win a Super Bowl.
I think the Eagles' defensive line was on vacation when they went to Arizona. Trust me. Okay. They had too much fun down there. They didn't even show up.
You're a cockroach.
They didn't even show up. Howard, you know it.
Okay. All right.
Howard.
Well, wait a minute. Did the Kansas City defense show up?
I guess so. They won the game, right?
Wait. They gave up 35 points. The Eagles' defense didn't give up 35 points.
But the Eagles, hey, listen, this is devastation, Howard. They supposed to be the best defense around. They supposed to come taking after the Bears.
How can I pay attention to anything you say?
Howard, that's what you guys was preaching all year long. Oh, this is a good defense. This is a good defense. They didn't even show up, Howard. You know it.
Again, I asked you what happened to Kansas City's defense.
They was there. They played, right? They was there.
Yeah, they gave up 35 points. The Eagles' defense didn't give up 35 points.
Howard,
I don't know.
It's a game, Howard. You know, this is the Super Bowl. And it's a travesty that the NFL let that guy get the defensive coordinator get a job before the winning organization guy get a job, Howard.
You know what a travesty is?
That's a travesty, Howard.
I let Cowboys fans breathe our oxygen and I let you in the air. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're a loser. You're a loser. Get out of here. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP. Jim? Is Jim there?
Might have fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, Jim, just because he wanted to complain about something.
Classic right, Jim.
What's that? We'll get back to Jim. Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to complain about something. Doug, you're on WIP.
Oh, my God. Let one of those cockroaches on the radio ever again, please.
I know. They are cockroaches.
Oh. They're telling us that get over the flag. They still can't get over Dez caught it still. So they're still crying about that, first of all.
Yep.
Anyway, so, I mean, as much as those the turnover from Hurts, you know, hurt the Eagles, pardon the pun, but he made up for it. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Kansas City punted the ball one time, did they?
Nope.
Exactly. So this loss.
You know, the Eagles didn't punt the ball once in the Super Bowl that they won. Isn't that it's interesting? Yeah, they did not punt the ball one time. That's correct.
Exactly. It's just aggravating. I mean, I've been watching Super Bowl 52, and it's helping a little bit, but it's still frustrating because this will be the one that got away. Because if we just stop Kansas City one time, just one stop, that changes everything right there. And I'm hoping when we face the Cardinals, we just run that score up and expose Gannon as the fraud that he is.
Well, he's not a fraud. He's a good coach. Aren't the players responsible for something?
Yes, they are. But, I mean, you have to put them in the
What do you mean, but? And aren't the players – on the first touchdown where the player wasn't covered, doesn't Darius Slay have to take responsibility because he got rope-a-doped?
Yeah, he does, but why
what do you mean, but? What do you mean, but?
They ran the same play twice
and it was a different play call, and Jonathan Gannon would have admitted that it was the wrong play call with a blitz. But you just ignore the first one? You just ignore it with Darius Slay making a mistake there?
No, I mean, it's a collective failure, but he has to do a better job and, you know, just put the team in a better position
Better position? If Darius Slay does what he's supposed to do, that play doesn't happen. So why do the players not take accountability? Listen, everybody takes accountability. Everybody. The coaches, the players. But you can't just exclude the players from taking accountability. And they're a good team. But you can't exclude them from taking accountability. And just because it's an easy narrative. Oh, Jonathan Gannon. I remember when every one of you nitwits out there wanted to fire Nick Sirianni, wanted to fire Shane Steichen, wanted to fire Jonathan Gannon. Where would this team have been if all those things, if you people would have, and some of the people on WIP would have had their way and all those guys would have been fired? Where would this team be?
I don't know.
Well, that's exactly right. You do know. They wouldn't be in the position that they were. They lost the Super Bowl. It's tough. It's hard. It's not a good feeling. You think about the things that could have happened. If they didn't make mistakes, nobody complains about the defense. Look at the Super Bowl that they won. They gave up over 600 yards of offense. Over 600. But they didn't make any mistakes, and they scored a lot of points. And Nick Foles was out of his mind. But nobody complained about the defense then. That defense gave up over 600 yards.
Yeah, but they got the one turnover they needed.
Well, that's great, but and Tom Brady is a statue. And Brandon Graham made a terrific play. But they gave up over 600 yards of offense.
What's expected when you play soft coverage like that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so now okay. It's the coaches. It's not the players. I don't even know why you put players out on the field. Why do they even bother putting, because you're going to blame the coaches anyway. What do you even put players out on the field for? You can't always blame the coaches. It's too easy. You know, sometimes coaches, like, for instance, the Dallas Cowboy coach is a dope. Mike McCarthy is an absolute 100% complete dope. And that's a reason they're never, with Mike McCarthy as the head coach, Dak Prescott as the quarterback, and Jerry Jones running that mess, they're never going to win a Super Bowl. But
in
that case, you can blame a coach. The Eagles gave up less than 20 points a game during the season. Oh, they played an easy schedule. I don't care what they played. It's just they made too many mistakes. The Kansas City Chiefs had the best quarterback in football. The Kansas City Chiefs have the best head coach in football. And the Kansas City Chiefs made plays. And the Eagles made plays, but they made mistakes too. And that's, you can talk about the officiating, and I understand that. You could say it's not a call that should be made at that point, but there's no guarantee that the Eagles will tie or win the game at that point. They would have had a chance. There's no guarantee. So there's a lot of things you can look at, but it's too easy to blame the coach. It's too easy. That's a cop out. That's an easy way out. That's really an easy way out. All right. What's your, a referee's play call in the game that impacted the game?
1980 Cup Final, Leon Stickle missed offsides.
Yep. On the Flyers. They would have gotten to the Stanley Cup Final. Yep. All right. You got it. And this is Doug, right?
That was Doug, yep.
Yep, okay. Yeah, that's just, all right. 215-592-9494. Let me play. I don't play Nick Sirianni, I promise you. I want to get the Nick Sirianni's response to why he didn't go for it on 4th and 3 from his own 32 in the fourth quarter. We'll get to that, I promise you. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls, and a lot of people want to express themselves, and that's good. That's good, but... and then I'm sure we're going to hear from more. It's amazing. That's why I call the Cowboys fans cockroaches. Because when things are going good, and in this case, it's good because the Eagles lost, they come out of the muck and grime. When things are going bad, just like when it's cloudy and the cockroaches dig themselves into the muck and grime. Cowboys fans are 100% cockroaches. Cockroaches, losers, stone cold losers.
Settle down just a little bit.
I saw Jerry Jones at a party on Saturday afternoon, and he was wonderful. He made the Super Bowl at a party, not at a game. When the game, it was at a party. Dak Prescott made the Super Bowl, not as a participant. No. And I loved it when the Eagles fans booed him. But he took it in stride. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:56. And if you're looking for a snack, you know what I'm going to say. Because I've told you before. You grab a tasty cake. Every time I go into a convenience store or a grocery store, I always look and see what tasty cakes are on the rack. And then at the Tasty Cake Studios, there's all kinds of great tasty cakes there. Well, if it's not a tasty cake, it's a miss cake. I don't care what you have. Angelo's going away cake, whether you have a birthday cake, whether you have whatever it is that you have, it's not as good. It's just not as good as a tasty cake because then it would be a miss cake. And understand that. Tasty cake is the best. Nothing satisfies like tasty cake, whatever the product may be. And I talk about the butterscotch crimpets, which are a staple. Peanut butter candy cakes, which are a staple. It's just so, so, so good. I like the tasty clear pies, but it's only a winter product. It's only a fall and winter product, but they're all so good. Just remember this. If it's not a tasty cake, it's a...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.